Ethanol. The second most consumed drug in the world, after caffeine, is alcohol. We drink the equivalent, in the UK, of 11.6 litres of the stuff per person per year. Now, whilst we refer to alcoholic drinks as containing alcohol, this is actually a generic name for a whole set of chemicals, and one molecule is responsible for all that havoc. Ethanol. Now, as well as its use as an intoxicating spirit, ethanol is actually a really handy chemical with many uses, such as a solvent to dissolve other chemicals, a fuel, and as a reactant in some chemical reactions. We therefore need to make quite a lot of ethanol every year, and there are two main ways that we need to know about at GCSE. The first is the fermentation of sugar. Now, this method uses harvested sugar, usually from sugarcane, and yeast. When this mix is denied access to the air, the yeast respires anaerobically to produce ethanol and carbon dioxide. This process is useful because everything involved is renewable and the process is actually carbon neutral. However, this process doesn't produce pure ethanol because the yeast starts to die around 16%. So if you're after an application which requires pure ethanol, like perhaps a fuel or for use in a chemical reaction, you're going to need to distill that ethanol before it can be used. It's also a batch process, which means that you have to set up your fermentation batch and then return to it to get your products before setting it up again. This isn't quite as useful as a continuous process. This is one where you constantly pump in the reactants and you get the products out the other side. The other main process is the hydration of ethene. Here, ethene, which is obtained from crude oil, is passed over a catalyst with steam at high temperatures to make ethanol. This process is really useful because you actually end up with pure ethanol, and it's also a continuous process. However, the high temperatures aren't exactly cheap, and it also uses non-renewable oil-derived ethene. This makes it a silly choice if, for instance, you're making the ethanol for use in biofuels because you're using oil and no grown renewable ingredients. In summary then, the two methods of ethanol production you need to remember at GCSE are the fermentation of sugar using yeast, a renewable, low-cost, carbon-neutral process that doesn't produce pure ethanol, and the hydration of ethene, a fast, pure, continuous process which uses high temperatures and oil-derived ethene.
Questions.
What are the two methods of producing ethanol? Write the word equations for each of these reactions. Don't forget to include the reaction conditions. Draw a table to list the pros and cons of each process.